This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour and the talk radio countdown show every week at this time. Doug Steffen and the crew counts down the top 10 talk topics as figured out by Talkers Magazine. Every week they go around the country looking at all of the talk radio stations and see what the top 10 talk topics are. I challenge you to learn how to say that. Yeah, it's 15 years, man. It takes that long. So Doug is not in this week. He is traveling around the world. So Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, and with you to count down the top 10 talk topics for you. And as usual, we'll go through the list of the top 10 topics and the top people, and then we'll start kind of dissecting the list one by one. Unlike Doug and his ADD version, where he just kind of hops all over the list, we will actually count from number 10 to number 1, so stick around to see what's number 1. It's probably won't surprise you what it is, but it's a little bit interesting, the conversation about it. So here we go. In the top 10 stories, number 10, NFL action. I won't even talk about my fantasy football league there. Number 9, the Mars landing. That's some exciting stuff. Number 8, the Les Moonves allegations, the former head of CBS. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, Brexit deal, and the G20 summit, so kind of international news. Number 6, the GM job cuts, the Dow and world markets activities. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Pelosi's nominated for Speaker. Shocker. Number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. And the number 1 story is the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. For the top 10 people in the talk radio roundup here, we've got number 10, Les Moonves, and his one of his accusers, Bobby Phillips. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. I guess he goes along with the climate change report, digging his name up out of the 55-gallon trash barrel. Number 7, Cindy Hyde Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. So we got the trifecta there. And at number 1, of course, the Trumpster himself, Donald Trump. So if we start at the top of the list, Victoria, and we kind of count our way backwards, I think probably the most shocking thing in NFL action was the Dallas Cowboys beating the New Orleans Saints on Thursday night, keeping the New Orleans Saints to a measly 10 points, which is the least amount of points they've scored in years. And pretty much crushing my fantasy football season. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm a Saints fan, so I didn't watch that, but I heard about it, and that's always devastating. I always root for the Saints, and I just love Drew Brees, and he's a beast. So that's
you know what? I'm gonna.
And I've never been a Cowboys fan.
You're right. I'm going to make a move. All right? I'm going to start. I'm going to go to petition.org and whitehouse.gov and start a new petition there. Ever since Katrina and Drew Brees going to New Orleans and lifting that city out of that funk that they were in after Katrina, I'm going to vote that New Orleans and the Saints are America's team. This whole Dallas Cowboys as America's team because they have a stupid star on their helmet.
So agree with you.
I'm making 100%. Some people so mad right now. I don't care.
Yeah, but I don't care either. 100% agree with you.
the Saints,
and the New Orleans Saints,
and their story is they are America's team.
Phoenix rising from the ashes. That is, and you and I are big fans of the city of New Orleans. And when you just walk around and you see the love that the people who live in New Orleans have for their Saints, it's heartwarming. You know, New Orleans is not, it's a small city. Maybe, you know, actually I had this, I posed this question to my husband who's a sports producer, and we couldn't really come up with an answer. Is New Orleans the smallest NFL city?
That is a great question.
And he immediately brought up Green Bay, and I said, I think Green Bay's bigger in terms of population and just the overall size of the city.
I think Green Bay's bigger as far as land mass.
Yeah. I'd love to have anybody else give me that answer maybe. Jacksonville's bigger though. Jacksonville has really expanded since, you know, just the city of Jacksonville is so much bigger than it used to be. I just think in terms of size, I would guess that New Orleans would be the smallest, if not maybe the second smallest.
It could be. That's a good question.
But I couldn't figure. But you know what? And if it is, we'll say argument's sake, it is the smallest. It's got the biggest heart of any NFL city. And just, I agree with you. And I don't understand. I think the Cowboy thing, that feels to me very like 80s patriotism, like Reagan, and I just, in my mind, I put the Cowboys and Reagan in the 80s,
kind
of all into one.
Here's my litmus test for every Cowboys fan. How many times have you been to Dallas?
That's a good question.
7 out of 10 will say, I'm planning on going. You know, I realize I'm making some of you Dallas fans throw the radio across the room, and that's okay. I'm totally good with that.
We're okay with that.
All right, so we'll move along. My favorite thing about number 9, the Mars landing, besides the actual epic task of landing that little rover thing was doing like 100,000 miles an hour, crashing like right towards the planet of Mars, and they go like, boom, soft little landing. You know what it takes to slow that thing down from the trajectory that it was and the speed that it was going and land it softly so that it can run all over the surface of Mars and dig into the core and under the dirt.
It sends a lot of cool pictures back, too, right?
But my favorite thing is all the Facebook posts with Marvin Martian kind of peeking out the side of the the screen.
That's funny.
The other cool thing is that it's coming out this week that next year they plan on sending ships to the moon, and they're going to start doing moon visits again, and I think they're going to send people there again. So the government is actually submitting bids or having people submit bids to who can get us to the moon and who can set up a workstation up there. So that'll be pretty interesting. So got a lot.
I would guess that Tesla or Elon Musk is involved in that, right, with SpaceX.
I would imagine they would be.
Or he's got a bid in on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's cool. After the show today, my family and I and some friends are heading to Chincoteague, Virginia.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah.
I hope you get to see some horses.
Well, you always see the horses because they're the wild horses running around on the island.
I was there once and saw no horses.
Oh, really?
You
got nowhere to go. Assateague, right next door, you can kind of drive around and the horses will walk right up to you. But they have Wallops Island right there. It's the next island over. And that's a NASA launch site. So we've gone down there several times to watch some launches of, you know, just small rockets and medium-sized rockets. And it's amazing. And even from my house in Northern Virginia, which is 3 hours away, when they launch a larger rocket, you can see it. So, I mean, it's really cool to see the things that we're able to do in space and how we're able to explore and just, I mean, landing on Mars, that's a cool thing. The one thing that disturbs me about all this space stuff is the amount of space junk.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that apparently all of this space junk over time breaks up into this tiny little debris, mm-hmm. like specks. and it becomes this space dust.
It's like plastic in the ocean.
Yes.
It's broken down to that microscopic level of, but it's still there, and
it's still there, and it's still flying around our atmosphere, you know, out in space. And whenever anybody flies through it, they have to fly through this stuff, and it is creating this this shield that makes it really dangerous, actually, for you to fly through it. So as we get more and more of this stuff up in the air, and you search it on YouTube or whatever it is, you know, you just Google it, and it is a freaky, freaky situation, and where it's basically building a shield around us, and the more and more we send up, the thicker and thicker the shield gets, to the point where, at some point, we won't be able to get through it without it destroying the ship that we're in.
Was it Japan or China who recently had the big net? It's like a, it's not really a net, but it has that effect where it captures, it catches space junk. I feel like it was Japan, but it could have been China. But it's, but, and those are the types of things that we're going to have to really think about more and more. The more we send satellites up, and Tesla's SpaceX, they're going to send like 1,500 satellites up to give us global internet. Well, if you think about all of that space junk, it's 1,500 satellites. That's a lot. So we have to consider space to be like a landfill. And how do we're bad at managing trash on the planet.
Right.
So we have to really, you know, get it together so that we don't turn space into one big landfill, because that's kind of where it's headed.
It's a wild situation, and if you look up the story, I mean, you see it in all kinds of places. It's a freaky thing, man. It's like almost like we're entrapping ourselves on the planet. So but check it out. It's wild. All right, so real quick before we stop here for 1 second, let's hit number 8, the moon viz. Less moon viz, speaking of
different kind of moon.
Yeah, allegations. His defense is building the case that there's no here, that there's really nothing, that the one of the victims who's coming out with allegations really was a long time affair with him, and that
that it was consensual.
That it was consensual, and that that one of the victims tried to entrap them with the police on the telephone, and they got nothing. So all of these charges should be dropped, because you really don't have anything, even though there's like the Bill Cosby thing, 50 people coming out saying, yeah, he sexually abused or harassed me. Smoke, fire, that whole thing. So coming up on the countdown here, we still got number 7 through number 1. And we'll pick this up right on the other side here. So stick around for the Talk Radio Countdown Show's Top 7. And we'll dig into the people a little bit more on the other side of the break as well. It's 18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Are you tossing and turning every night? Counting sheep gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And yes, we all still hate the Dallas Cowboys. But you know what? They're the team you love to hate, so good for you for being a fan. We're at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown here. We've gone through number 10 NFL action. That's which we've got us into the Cowboys. Number 9, the Mars landing. And number 8, the Les Moonves allegations. So now that brings us to number 7 with the Russia-Ukraine tensions tied with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, kind of your international stop on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Russia-Ukraine tensions, that one's interesting because this weekend, the Putmeister and the Trumpster will be sitting down, kind of going toe to toe on this one. And, Trump's really not good. One of the other things he's doing at the G20 summit is looking at, talking to the Saudi prince about the Khashoggi killing. And Trump is a little bit too honest. Back in the day, we would let the Saudi off of all of these horrible things that they did and kind of talk tough, but not really do anything about it. And Trump comes out this week, and what are we going to do to hold the Saudi prince to, he's blatantly murdered a reporter from the United States. What are we going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing we really can do about it. We need them. It's a great partnership. In all honesty, he's right. There's nothing we can do about it. What should he have said? We're going to get tough. We're going to do sanctions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to then I've had a tough talk with him, and we're going to look at charges against this, and we're going to bring this. But he didn't. He's too dumb.
But other countries have, so it's not like we can't do anything. You know, Canada did. There are other. Germany has.
Right.
Just, you know, it's not like we can't do anything. We just don't want. He just doesn't want to.
Even our own Congress and Senate.
He's got a lot of dealings with them.
Is talking tougher about it.
Right.
So that on the G20 summit, Putin on the Russia-Ukraine tensions. The Brexit deal will be
Brexit's
a conversation.
Heating up.
Brexit is heating up, and it's not going to pass. It's going to fall apart, I think.
Well, the EU has passed it, but now I don't think it's going to make it.
But it won't get through Parliament.
I don't think it's going to make it through Parliament.
And Theresa May, she might as well put the cardboard box on her desk because she's done. Because once it does not get through Parliament, she will have lost all confidence, and they will basically say, time for a new prime minister.
And, you know, and also this week, I don't know if you saw, Rich, there was a global financial report that came out that essentially said, and this was an independent, non-political financial organization, sort of like a, not the World Bank, but, you know, similar in that, and it was analyzing what the Brexit deal would mean for the UK, and there is no circumstance, essentially what the report said, there is no outcome or condition of Brexit that is going to be profitable or favorable for the economy of the UK. Any way you slice it, if Brexit happens, it's going to take a big financial hit
as
the UK.
Here's the dilemma. The European citizens of all of the countries don't want to live by the rules of the other European countries. And that's where this whole EU thing is starting to fall apart, is the Irish and the Brits don't want to have to abide by the Germans or the French rules, and the Scots, you know, are like, ugh. So everybody wants to make their own rules for their own country, and it's driving them apart. So this thing's a house of cards, man, and if they don't figure out how to fix it somehow, we're going to have some serious issues going on over there. And, you know, our strongest allies, all the European countries, this thing could be a mess. So
absolutely.
It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary. Okay. And then the one other thing that's going on at the G20 is China. So Trump will try and negotiate around these tariffs and get us a long-term solution to the China deal. So hang in for that. It's a rough ride over the weekend. Could be fun, though. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Coming up, climate change.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%, following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump's at the G20 summit in Argentina, which is getting underway today, and it's going to include on his schedule the signing of a new U.S., Canadian, and Mexican trade agreement. He'll join the leaders of the two other nations to sign that document. While scheduled to also meet with other world leaders at the summit, he will not sit down, as earlier planned, with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin because of the recent Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even so, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes the president will find other ways to send a strong message to Russia.
And make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
A U.S. deputy marshal was fatally shot by a suspect yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who's traveling this week, back next week. Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan in with you, counting down your top ten. Let's go through the list and the people again, just to refresh you if you're just joining us. The top ten stories as calculated by Talkers Magazine from talk radio stations all around the country. They figure out what you are talking about on your local stations, and then they create this list. And here we are to count them down for you. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the Mars landing. Number 8, Les Moonves, the former CBS CEO. Allegations, sexual allegations and abuse. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Brexit deal, and the G20 summit. Number 6, GM job cuts and the Dow and world markets activity. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi nominated for Speaker. She will be voted in January, I guess, officially. And number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. Number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. And your top 10 list of people, you have number 10, Les Moonves and Bobby Phillips, one of his alleged victims. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. Number 7, Cindy Hyde-Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller, your trifecta of Donald Trump fans. And number 1, Donald Trump, the Trumpster himself. We left off at number 5 here, climate change. So on Friday, the government, on Black Friday, the government dumps this big old climate change report. And this is kind of fun. Because here's Trump going, they did what? My government agency said what? Okay, dump it on Friday, and let's see if we can get through this thing. Because basically his own government is talking about climate change, and that he denies. And, you know, so, okay, here we go with the back and forth here. And that's cool. That's fine. We like conversation. That's why we're here. But, you know, the press has tried to push this thing all week, and I don't know that it really got a ton of traction, so maybe the Black Friday dump worked. But when I looked through this thing, here's what I came up with. They talked about the destruction and the financial cost of weather. And I don't know that they talked as much about weather change as they did about the cost of weather. So my takeaway was that, okay, storms are costing us more.
Yeah.
Because we have more stuff and we build more houses and property on places that get beat up every now and then.
We're also not building in the smartest way either.
Right. Right.
So that is so definitely part of it.
Is this really about, and that's what I'm trying to ask, and knowing you, I know that you probably dug into the other side of this thing a little deeper. Is this thing really about how much weather costs us, or is it really about actual, quote-unquote, global warming and climate change? I couldn't see the climate change part of this. So Al Gore gets his 15 minutes of fame again. They dig him up, and he's out there talking about it. But, I mean, what was your take on this thing, Victoria?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think it's a combination. I think we have to look at the actual climate change science. And one of my closest friends is a climate change scientist working for Columbia University's Lamont Daugherty Science Center, which is like sort of the gold standard of climate change research pretty much globally. So I've been hearing for 15 years about the different things that they've been studying, and you know, I don't even understand people who completely deny that climate change is real. You can have an argument about the degrees of it, but there are some people who still think that man is not doing anything to harm the planet. I can't even wrap my head around that. But on the other side of it, we do have to talk about the money that these storms are costing us, the wildfires, things like that. We do have to build smarter moving forward. I think there's a lot more that we can be doing that we're not doing yet. And so, you know, but on the Al Gore front, to me, the funniest part of this, and there actually was some humor this week related to climate change. I don't know if you saw this clip, but Al Gore was on The Daily Show, and 10 years ago or 15 years ago, South Park did an episode making fun of Al Gore, where they show a very panicked Al Gore chasing this mythical creature called Man-Bear Pig, all one word. And so it was, and it was a really funny episode. And then out of the blue, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they do a new episode where all the kids find out that Man-Bear Pig is real, and that's the analogy of climate change, and then they seek out Al Gore's help in the episode to track down and to fight Man-Bear Pig. And so Al Gore had a really good sense of humor about it. He said he loved the episode. He doesn't know Matt and Trey, who have created South Park, but he said he thought the episode was great, and he thought it was really funny, and he had a really good sense of humor about it. But, you know, he is... Even South Park made fun of him 15 years ago.
All right, so it's official. You know, so it's South official. Park says that climate change is real.
Well, they've done a 180, yeah. And
wow.
It was kind of interesting.
All right, I guess
they
changed my mind. I'm in.
Yeah, they were apologizing. Yeah, right. They said, hey, Man-Bear Pig is real.
All right,
Al Gore.
If South Park says it's real, I've got to go with it then. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? In talk radio, we have this rule. Okay, there are a couple of things that we don't talk about just because you are not going to change anybody's mind. It was gun control, abortion, and religion. Right? Those are the three things where if you want to get the phones to light up, go ahead and throw those three topics out. But here's the reality. The conversation is going to go nowhere. You are not going to change anybody's mind. They're for or against, and there's nobody in between, and you are not going to change their mind. So really, it's just a boring conversation. Climate change has kind of become the fourth topic there, because I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. We agree on some things, but the reality is that the science is all over the place. I can find science to support my side. You can find science to support your side. And we can create this kind of cloud of, confusion.
Well, that's when climate change gets politicized, though. See, the problem is, like, and my friend, who's actually a registered independent and really hates politics, the scientist, and, you know, and he said, actually, when you talk to real scientists, when they're hanging out with each other, the science really isn't all over the place.
Scaring the hell out of each other?
Yeah, well, but the science really isn't all over the place. It's pretty definitive. It's when it gets politicized, when someone pays someone on the right to find some sort of study that says it's not real, and on the left, hey, let's pay someone to find that it's way worse than anyone thinks. And the truth is, like many other things, the truth really lies in the middle. And in the middle of that, it is very real, and there are a lot of things that are happening.
See,
there are things that are out of our control. There are things we can do to combat it. But really, the science, that's kind of a myth.
And that's
where
I dig
you. All over the place.
You're a reasonable left-wing wacko, okay? I'll say that.
I'm not a left-wing wacko.
I know you're not. But you're very reasonable, okay? Whereas the Al Gores
Thank
that are
you.
Running around, the sky is falling, okay? Do I agree that humans affect the Earth and its ability to, you know, yes, we pollute a lot, and it does horrible things to the planet.
Pollution, and I'm glad you say the word. Pollution,
we should absolutely do something about it. Right.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
No disagreement there. Now, are we capable of changing weather to the degree at which a lot of people say that we are? I don't think so. I think we're capable of changing the environment and the Earth and polluting it. And, I look at the Chesapeake Bay where I live and look at how bad we did and how far it's come. I look at Los Angeles and what a smog fest it was and how much better it is. So, 100%, I agree. And I think, and I'm an environmentalist. I want to make these things better. I love my Chesapeake Bay. I want it to be clean so that I can eat crabs forever for the rest of my life. I cherish that. I want it. But the sky is falling attitude, it just drives me crazy. And it's like they're running around like a chicken with their heads cut off, not thinking rationally. And that's what makes
a
lot of us.
And that's the politicizing effect of it. That's where that's unfortunate, because whenever it's politicized, either
on the
way,
it's
not happening. And or it's happening too much, or it's not happening at all.
Right.
That's where, and I would just say, you know, that's where we should probably turn on our little, like, red flag sensors of, okay, if something is too extreme, either way, we should discount it and say, okay, that's obviously the politicizing of this issue.
So in your mind, does that throw Al Gore out the window? Is he too extreme?
I don't, well, 12 years ago, or 15 years ago, whenever that first Inconvenient Truth came out, I think he was seen back then as totally way out there. Like, even climate scientists, and
so
my friend
was right
just starting.
Mind.
Well, he was way out there, and he was, now, unfortunately, 15 years later, a lot of the stuff that he did say then, a lot of it has happened, some of it hasn't. But, so, he's less shocking now, I think, than he was back then.
Still
and it's
boring.
Really just because we've caught, like, this, you know, the planet has gotten worse in 15 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has caught up a little bit. It's not as bad as he has always said it was. But, you know, again, it's at these extremes. That's where it's politicized. Stay in the middle. Stay in where moderation is. And I think that's where the real science is. And real scientists who study climate change will tell you that's where we all need to really focus and get rid
of
the politics.
You on the 15-year things. But anyway, let's move on because it's like I said, you don't get anywhere.
Well, I'm saying 15, 20 years ago when he was talking about, like let's just go with the melting of the ice.
Conversation.
Caps. Yeah, but the melting of the ice caps, and when you're talking about things like that, that has gotten a lot worse.
No, come on now. Let's go.
It has. Right. Rich, come on. That's just basic fact.
Right.
You haven't seen
certain
ice caps melting?
Right, sure. Certain ice caps, yes. All right, let's move along because this debate is just going to go nowhere. GOP wins another Senate race after a runoff in Mississippi. So that puts the Republicans at 53 Senate seats and the Democrats at 47. So whatever comes up from the House, the Republicans will be able to control. So they'll have to do a little finagling there when they get bills set up, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully on things like infrastructure, you can get some stuff done because all politicians want to spend money and send it back to their districts. So hopefully that's one thing that they can see, and we can get some bridges and stuff worked on. We're doing a lot of that here in the Washington, D.C. area, so hopefully they'll do something there. Nancy Pelosi basically has gotten the okay, the thumbs up. I think there were 24 votes against her, and this is not the official vote, to be speaker for when the Democrats take over in January. They will have an official vote, I think it's January 3rd or 7th or something like that, and that's when she will officially become speaker. Trump has been plugging for her. He wants her. He wants her badly to be the speaker. And I don't know whether that's because he thinks he can throw her around like a rag doll or because he thinks he can actually get something done with her. And I think that he probably thinks I can get something done with her. I think he thinks he can get more done with her because it's a negotiation thing than he could with Paul Ryan. And I think he thinks that, especially on this infrastructure deal, that they can come up with a plan and a way to give everybody a little bit of something that they want. So I think she's going to get it, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be able to do something because otherwise we're going to sit here for 2 years and get nothing done.
Yeah, it's true. And no one wants that. It doesn't matter what side you're on. Like,
right.
No, everyone's sick of that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, they're going to figure out a way to spend our money. But on infrastructure, it's what they're supposed to do. That's actually what the government is here to do.
Yeah. So, how many potholes do we have to live with?
Or how many
bridges that are crumbling?
Right. Exactly.
You know,
so
we need to spend money on that.
Do your job.
Right.
All right. At number two, we have the migrant caravan and the Mexico border issue. let's see here. The migrant caravan is pretty much stuck in Tijuana, and Mexico doesn't like it. This is a great thing because it's going to force Mexico and the United States to work on a deal to control the influx of people that run through their country into ours. Good thing. Number one, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. This could get a little fun because basically Cohen said that they were doing no business in Russia after January, but actually it went till June, so now he's lied and he's going to have to go to jail. And now they're going to look at Trump to see whether he lied about it as well, and Ivanka and Trump Jr. and yada, yada, yada. So watch for fun news to come. It's 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 million years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Bang. 53 past the hour on the DJ V Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Chuck Curry here for Movie Moments. And we start out with the Big Bang Theory. Chucker, why?
Kelly Kukos, 33 years old today. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. She's had quite a career.
Well, she, you know,
really? I've never seen her in anything except that show.
But here's the thing, though. She caught, along with the rest of that cast of the Big Bang Theory, the same lightning in a bottle, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that the cast of Friends caught. The show became a massive hit, you know, doing 20+ million viewers a week. And that, when you have that type of a following on a network TV show, the big payday comes in, and the syndication rights are enormous. I mean, cast of Friends, I read an article, the cast of Friends still makes, I don't know how accurate it is, but like $20 million each a year off the syndication deal of that show. And this cast of The Big Bang Theory has cut a massive $20 million deals with CBS. And this show, which I got to be honest, I do not watch this show religiously. I watch it here and there. But it'll play for a long time in syndication. So none of the cast members ever have to work another day in their life.
Now, do they get any piece of the Young Sheldon TV show, which is actually very funny?
No, I don't think so. I think that's network owned. But you know, I was looking at her bio. In 2002, she caught a break where she was one of the co-stars with the John Ritter sitcom Eight Simple Rules.
That's what it was. She came from. Yeah.
She did one season of Charmed, the eighth season of Charmed, and then in 2007 got the big break with the Big Bang Theory. You know what? I don't know if you know the answer to this question. What actor cut the first syndication deal, which changed the industry going forward for a sitcom, where he demanded money if the show would go into reruns?
I was going to say Lucille Ball, and then you said he.
I said Seinfeld.
Actually, no, it was Carol O'Connor who played Archie Bunker with All in the Family. He had a vision that show would not only be popular in its time, but be popular for generations on end, and he was right. So he demanded, and they cut him a deal where he made a lot of money off the reruns, and that's really the way the industry has gone since that time period.
Well, good for him. All right, Victoria, there's some When Harry Met Sally news going on. 30th anniversary?
The 30th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally will be next year. And so the movie came out in 1989. And so next April, Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal are going to team up with Rob Reiner, who was the director of When Harry Met Sally. And they're going to reunite to celebrate the comedy by kicking off the Turner Classic Movies Annual Film Festival. And so, of course, the movie was written by Nora Ephron, and it follows Harry and Sally over the course of 12 years in a series of encounters. And Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan were both nominated for Golden Globes for their performances, and the movie received an Oscar nomination for Best Original Screenplay. So this will be next April when they get together. That will be the 10th anniversary of the TCM Classic Film Festival.
You know,
so actually, I did a revival showing of this a few years ago, back on the big screen. I thought the movie held up very well, and the chemistry still, when you rewatch the movie, is every bit as good as it was back in 1989. Meg Ryan was a tremendously appealing actress and really ruled the roost in terms of popular female actresses, just like Julia Roberts back in the 80s and 90s.
Still friends in real life, because Billy Crystal was just roasted at the Friars Club in New York like 2 weeks ago, and Meg Ryan was right next to him on the dais, so they're still very much buddies, and they've stayed friendly over all the years, which is probably part of the natural chemistry that they had in that movie.
And she found the only person that smokes as much as her to marry, John Cougar Mellencamp. They must go through a couple of cartons a day.
He is a walking chimney.
He is a walking chimney. Yeah, absolutely.
I got one bit of news I want to cover. You know, we've been talking a lot about how Disney's taking a lot of their animated movies, turning them to live action films. The first was Beauty and the Beast, which I thought was really good. Broke yesterday that Tom Hanks is in the early talks to play Geppetto in Disney's live action version of Pinocchio. First film my parents ever took me to see was the re-release of Pinocchio in the late 70s. It was very scary when you were a young child, but Tom Hanks associated as Geppetto in a Pinocchio movie.
All those Disney movies are scary when you're a kid, like back in the day. They made them scary. Hey, Chuck, what's going to be the top two or three movies this weekend at the box office?
There's only one major release. It's The Possession of Hannah Grace, another possession movie. What does that mean? My daughter will be first online. Other than that, it'll be Wreck-It Ralph and Creed 2, Ruling the Roost once
again. I'm taking the kids to see Wreck-It Ralph, so we'll see how that is for Monday. It's 58 past on the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.